Okay, this is Adam Gusso from Satan and Adam. I'm back at you with another lesson from the crossroads where Old Sardis Road meets some rambling road here in Oxford, Mississippi. We're going to do a little bit more work on the two-hole draw and on finding ways of thickening your tone by releasing your mouth a little bit and letting a little bit of the one-hole and the three-hole into your two-hole. The reason this is important is because whether you play lip pursing or tongue blocking, when you do that, you can begin to keep a rhythm on the harp. And I want to actually play a little bit for you and then tell you what I'm doing, and let's sort of explore that. I'm going to use just the three-hole draw, the two-hole draw, and the one-hole draw. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play rhythms that kind of cross three beats against two, and, well, you'll hear what I'm doing. I'm going to try to stress the unexpected beat. And this is a kind of playing that's really useful if you have what's called a breakdown in a song where the whole band cuts out, say, and it's just you on the harp. This kind of stuff is an interesting thing to do. So here we go. If I try to do that kind of stuff, and I don't have the technique in which I'm going to do the two draw and then move back and forth between two draw and one, two, three draw, if I don't have that technique, it's going to sound like this. I can't even do it because I don't have the... Now, that's all I'm going to show you today.